Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is your tip of the day. Today, I want to talk about coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. Ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10 is the most important antioxidant for the heart. So that is the number one thing it does. It helps the mitochondria to create more ATP, your energy molecule. But anyone who is on a cholesterol drug, any cholesterol medication needs to be on coenzyme Q10. One of the things that it does, it stops the pathway that allows you to make your own coenzyme Q10. So therefore, the longer we're on drugs for to lower our cholesterol, which I don't believe in, but that's a whole different thing. Basically, it means that we are becoming more and more and more deficient in coenzyme Q10, which means we can get more tired, our muscles can ache, and most importantly, we're causing deterioration of the heart and toxicity and inflammation of the heart tissue. So, because coenzyme Q10, so once again, the dose that I sort of recommend when people are on drugs that reduce our cholesterol, I recommend about 300 milligrams a day of ubiquinol or coenzyme Q10. Just do the best you can afford. And basic, because most coenzyme Q10 in the world is made in the same places. So there are different mechanisms of action, the different nutrients that can be put into. These are both Australian ones. So there's a Bioclinic Naturals ubiquinol 300 milligrams, and there's Orthoplex Green Coenzyme Q10 150 milligrams, Metagenic cells are 150 milligrams. It's ubiquinol's been out of stock for like months and months and months. But because there's so many heart issues on the planet, it's just good to have another great heart support up our sleeves. The other thing is, if you often get like little combinations of heart nutrients, quite often there will be some coenzyme Q10. But again, be aware of the dose. So if it's only 25, 50, 75 milligrams and you're on a cholesterol lowering medication, you're going to have to either up it or get some separate coenzyme Q10. With chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, coenzyme Q10 is really important. With people that do have challenged adrenal glands, coenzyme Q10. If you're taking the acea-redox signaling molecules, that will help all of these things. But sometimes, if you couple it with some coenzyme, if you're doing it for exhaustion, if you couple it with some coenzyme Q10 in the background, you'll get faster results more quickly. Anyway, have a fantastic day. That's my little CoQ10. Take care. Bye.